The Brad John Show, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM, a name in the 92 days of summer coming up in 12 minutes, and there's Born to be Wild. Played that one for the passing of the Hell's Angels founder, Sonny Barger, and he passed away at the age of 83. Mentioned it in the news, but I think there's more to go on. We can expand on it a little bit here for a minute. Sonny Barger, the larger-than-life godfather of the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club. They say equal parts brawler, bully, braggart, rule breaker, and shrewd huckster of his own outlaw mystique, died June 29th at his home in Livermore, California. He was 83, as we said. They said he created this rowdy, lawless brotherhood bound in no particular order by machismo, tattoos, winged death head insignias, booze, dope, and rides to nowhere on Harley Davidsons. But it's funny, he switched from Harley Davidsons later in his life. His quote that I misquoted a little bit, the exact quote for him as far as your limits in life: discover your limits by exceeding them. He started his band of card-carrying felons in Oakland, California. And he said he was convicted of conspiracy to kill members of a rival club in Kentucky and blow up their headquarters. He did 5 years for that. A self-confessed cocaine addict who supported his habit by selling heroin in the 60s and 70s, served several stints in prison, totaling 8 years for assorted drugs and firearms charges. And he said in 1979, they beat him and a couple other leaders of the Hell's Angels gang, beat a rap on a big mammoth methamphetamine ring they called Biker's Coffee. He beat that one, didn't go to jail on the Biker's Coffee. They said that probably the most infamous Hell's Angels note was at the 1969 Rolling Stones concert in Altamont, where a 18-year-old concert goer was stabbed to death by a Hell's Angel. He was beaten by several Hell's Angels, all captured in the documentary Gimme Shelter. Now, the Hell's Angels were hired to provide private security and were fighting off fans at the stage, according to Mr. Barger. The drug-fueled crowd pressed against the Angels' security line, damaging some of their bikes. And the Angels waded into the crowd with fists and cue sticks, pool sticks. In his autobiography, Hell's Angel, The Life and Times of Sonny Barger and the Hell's Angel Motorcycle Club, he accused Stones guitarist Keith Richards of delaying the band's performance that night to work up the crowd. He claimed he pressed a pistol against Keith Richards' ribs and ordered him to start playing immediately. Richards complied. But the crowd, including Hunter, the guy that was killed out there, kept swarming the stage, according to Barger. And then they said Hunter, the guy that ended up dying, fired a single shot that winged a Hell's Angel, and that's when it all went down. The guy that actually did the stabbing was acquitted after claiming self-defense. He said he fashioned the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club after the 1953 classic The Wild One, featuring Marlon Brando. Well, that was his inspiration. They say he ended up showing his entrepreneurial streak. They said he carefully branded the Hell's Angels. They sold T-shirts, yo-yos. Who's got a Hell's Angel yo-yo? Sunglasses, California wines. I didn't know there was a Hell's Angel wine. Apparently there is. He registered trademarks and club logos and designs, retained intellectual property and rights, and had a lawyer that sued poachers and stuff like that. And he said, I never got a grip on that 9-to-5 thing. So he said he just he needed a close-knit club of men who could jump on their bikes and ride across country if they wanted to and not abide by rules or clocks. In 1982, he was diagnosed with throat cancer. He smoked 3 packs of Camels a day for 30 years, had his vocal cords removed, and learned to speak through a surgically inserted hole in his throat that gave his voice an eerie rasp. They say he kept riding on the open road, though, thousands of miles a year, eventually professing his preference for high-powered Hondas and BMWs compared to his Harley-Davidson choppers. And then his final quote here in the story, what did life teach him? He said, quote, to become a man, you need to join the Army first and then do some time in jail. Sonny Barger, the guy that founded the Hells Angels, dead at 83.
This is Brad and John.
Kapooya!
K-I-S-M.